This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 329 for Wednesday, March 29th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is seeking its fifth straight day of gains on Wednesday while being lifted by comparable oils. European rapeseed, Malaysian palm oil, and Chicago soil are all on the rise. Crude oil is also advancing because of Kurdistan's halt to its exports. The Canadian dollar is up one-third of a US cent compared to Tuesday's close. The federal Liberal government unveiled its latest budget in the House of Commons on Tuesday, with the deficit rising to $40.1 billion. The May canola contract is up $7.50 per ton at $769.90. In the U.S., corn and wheat are advancing, while soybeans struggle to find direction. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will release its grain stocks and prospective plantings reports on Friday, with the trade estimating the seeded area for corn to be 90.88 million acres on average, up 2.3 million from last year. MarketsFarm.com's own estimate is 91.5 million. The trade is also projecting corn stocks to be 7.47 billion bushels. The USDA is also reporting that Mississippi has planted 7% of its corn crop as of March 26, up 2 points from the five-year average, despite one-quarter of the state experiencing surplus moisture. Brazilian winter corn crop planting is estimated to be 96-97% complete. The May corn contract is up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.55. The trade is estimating total soybean acres in Friday's USDA report to be 88.24 million acres on average, slightly above the 87.5 million planted last year. MarketsFarm.com forecasts a planted area of 87.9 million acres. U.S. soybean stocks were estimated by the trade at 1.742 billion bushels on average. 2% of the Louisiana soybean crop has been planted as of March 26th. Soybean contracts on China's Dalian Exchange ended a three-week-long sell-off on Monday. The May soybean contract is up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.73. The trade's average estimate for U.S. wheat acres is 48.85 million acres, with 11 million earmarked for spring wheat. MarketsFarm.com is projecting 10.7 million for spring wheat. The trade's average estimate for wheat stocks is 934 million bushels. Cargill announced it will stop exporting grain from Russia starting in July. China announced yesterday it will auction off 140,000 tons of wheat from its state reserves. The May Chicago wheat contract is up 19 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.19. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 20 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.92. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.94. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, March 29th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.